This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Gaza health workers say that an Israeli strike on a school in northern Gaza has killed at least 22 people. Another 30 were wounded in the strike on the school in the area of Gaza City. The Israeli army said that Saturday that it struck Hamas's command and control center, which was embedded inside a compound that previously served as a school. The Israeli army has continually accused Hamas of operating from within civilian infrastructure in Gaza, including schools and UN facilities. The Gaza Health Ministry said Saturday that five of its workers were killed and five others wounded by Israeli fire that struck the ministry's warehouses in the southern Mosba area. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah has announced that it fired a barrage of missiles at a military base deep inside Israel following an Israeli airstrike more than a day earlier that killed at least 37 people, including one of the militant group's senior leaders. It was not immediately clear if any of the rockets had hit their target. Israel's emergency medical services reported that a man was slightly wounded by shrapnel from a missile that was intercepted in a village in the Lower Galilee. Local media reported that rockets shot from Lebanon were intercepted in the areas of Haifa and Nazareth. Israeli troops have raided the offices of the satellite news network Al Jazeera in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. The troops ordered the bureau to shut down early Sunday amid a widening campaign by Israeli or targeting the Qatar-funded broadcaster as it covers the Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip. Al Jazeera aired footage of Israeli troops live on its Arabic language channel, ordering the office to be shut for 45 days. It follows an extraordinary order issued in May that saw Israeli police raid Al Jazeera's broadcast position in East Jerusalem. This is VOA News. A Lebanese and Belgian citizen labeled a global terrorist by the United States in 2018 has pleaded guilty to conspiring to cause a U.S. individual to unlawfully transact with them. Mohamed Ibrahim Bazzi entered the plea Friday in Brooklyn federal court. Federal authorities had described him as a key Hezbollah financier when he was extradited to the United States. The U.S. Attorney Breon Pace has said that Bazzi wrongfully thought he could illegally move hundreds of thousands of dollars from the United States to Lebanon without being noticed. As part of the plea, he's agreed to forfeit nearly $830,000 involved in the illegal transaction. Following a deadly attack in Mali's capital by al-Qaeda-linked militants, authorities there have temporarily closed livestock markets that typically are run by an ethnic group that authorities associate with the militants. The al-Qaeda-linked militant group JNIM claimed responsibility for the attacks on Tuesday on a military training camp in the airport on the outskirts of Bamako. Malian officials said government forces suffered losses in the attack, but have released no official death toll. Most livestock markets in Mali's capital are run by semi-nomadic Fulani people. The Fulanis are disproportionately represented in an Islamic militant groups in central Mali, which has led to them being stigmatized by other ethnic groups. The FBI has confirmed that federal agents have boarded a vessel managed by the same company as a cargo ship that caused a deadly Baltimore bridge collapse. In statement Saturday, spokespeople for the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office in Maryland confirmed that authorities have boarded the Maersk Soltoro. The ship is managed by Synergy Marine Corp Group. Authorities did not offer further specifics. On Wednesday, the U.S. Justice Department sued the owner, Grace Ocean Private LTD, and the manager, Synergy Marine Group, of the dolly ship that crashed into a support column for the Francis Scott Key Bridge in March. The department is seeking $100 million. Officials say that heavy rain has pounded Japan's north-central region of Noto, which triggered landslides and floods and left one person dead and several missing. Deluges caused swollen rivers to overflow, flooding homes and stranding some residents in a region still recovering from a deadly January 1st earthquake. The Japan Meteorological Agency issued the highest level of heavy rain across several cities on Saturday in the Ishikawa Prefecture, including the worst hit, Wajima. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.